This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, November 1st. Well, cattle markets yesterday were quietly higher. Live cattle got closer to the gap area and then reversed down. It looked for a while like it was going to put in an outside day lower off of notable resistance. So there was a sell signal forming, but we managed to close slightly higher on the December. But it is worth noting that the bear spreads were working on yesterday's higher trade. The back months were performing better than the front months. So that's something to keep in mind. Feeder cattle managed to close slightly higher in a choppy type of action. They were pretty much up around 35 across the board. So not a lot of spreading activity going on in the feeders. But it is worth noting, you know, that feeders, after the big washout they had here a couple weeks ago, really have not been able to snap back. There's been a couple attempts, been some reversals up, and then you just don't get any follow through. And to me, that's a pretty big red flag that we haven't been able to bring the buyers in and, you know, recover at least to where the breakout was, which is usually what happens when you get those waves of selling in the cattle space. The market snaps back to the breakout point. Front month live cattle did it. The back months didn't quite get that far up, but feeder cattle have not been able to do it at all. So my guess is that you probably got another push down coming, and that will likely complete this downward price action. It's probably worth $5-6 to the downside yet. So that's what I would brace for. I don't think it's going to be a complete, you know, melt away here in the feeder cattle. The fundamentals, you know, after this cattle and feed report, which was the catalyst for this major push down, I think that the fundamentals, if that report is accurate, and in fact, you know, placements were that much higher than trade expectations, much of them were heifers moving into the feedlots, that suggests that, you know, A, there's no herd expansion going on, that producers aren't willing to hold back these heifers. So at some point, they're going to want to do that. And there are yet even fewer heifers available for replacements. So I think it just makes the situation even tighter down the road. I also think with the pretty abundant moisture the Southern Plains, especially Texas, is getting, that sets the stage for good pasture conditions next spring. And those guys have gone through a couple rounds of liquidation because of drought. This is going to encourage them to be looking for calves. We've got improving moisture conditions across the central and the northern plains as well. So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see the competition next spring be intense for calves to put on grass and to rebuild herds. So there's just some things to keep in mind. I know that's way down the road, but again, the overall picture, if anything, has become more bullish. If indeed you're pulling more heifers into the feedlots, where else can you go except that your herd size is getting smaller, your calf crops are going to continue to get smaller, and there's just fewer available heifers. And the weather is improving, and your grazing situation is improving. So all these things are on a collision course, I think, which could culminate next spring. But again, I know that's way down the road. Right in front of us, my guess is that we'll take one more push down in feeders, complete this downward formation, and then start to work our way higher. Let's take a quick look at the cash summary from last week. The Fed trade averaged around 184. That was down about 1.5 from the previous week, still up 32 from a year ago. Dress trade at 290 was down 3.5 from the previous week, up 50 from a year ago. Steer prices at 246 in the Southern Plains, Oklahoma, up 2 from the previous week and up 67 over a year ago. Dressed weights at 831 pounds was up 2 on the week, down 4 from a year ago. Choice rib prices at 517, that was down 13 on the week and up 80 over last year. Choice round was at 271, that was unchanged on the week but still up 44 from a year ago. Choice chuck up 4 on the week at 265 and up 41 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 286 were down 8 on the week, up 36 from last year. 50% trimmings at 80 cents were down 4 on the week and up 10 from a year ago. Cash was down. We saw some weakness across the board there, but still way higher than what we were a year ago. Taking a look at the cash markets from yesterday, we didn't see any trade really develop in the Fed or the DRESS trade. Box beef values were down. Choice was down 410 at 305. Select down 139 at 280. So the spread loss, 271, was sitting at 2568. Movement was 140 loads. So not that great for a Tuesday. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't enough to offset the very weak performance on Monday's movement of only 59 loads. So we're starting out this week under light box beef movement. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're at 250. That's 1,000 less from a week ago and 5,000 less than a year ago. The daily feeder cattle index was at 238.90, and the 7-day average was up 70 at 237.23. So the daily is just slightly higher than the average, so that should help to pull that up or at least stabilize the slide that we've seen in the moving average, which had been down 7 days in a row. So it's nice to see some cash prices stabilize here to at least offer some support to the index. And just to reiterate, I think that the fundamentals, if anything, have become more bullish for feeder cattle. And for live cattle, we're headed into a season where demand tends to be strong. The retailers are going to pretty much wrap up their buying for the Christmas and New Year's holidays by the first week of December. And I think that with the U.S. economy, you know, pretty strong, jobs are increasing, I think demand for quality cuts of beef for Christmas and New Year's is going to be strong. Usually you want to see a good, strong economy, and you can feel fairly confident that you're going to, you know, people will spend a little bit more for those holiday meals, and that bodes very well for the beef space. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.